Okay. Hello, everyone. As you may know, I am the creator of this podcast. I know you haven't seen a video or, an episode in a long time, and I really apologize for that. I've been really overwhelmed with schoolwork since, juniors are really pressured currently and in 2020, and a lot of other things happened in my life, and I am I am learning from them, and I am trying to get my work done and just be able to record episodes, but it's just been really hard, with just school. It's been so hard, unnecessary work. I just don't really like it, and I don't really like how I'm not posting because I'm committed to, make this podcast and actually, get people to enjoy it. So I think this is just gonna be a little, quick episode. If I know that the past weeks or the past month I've been feeling really down. I've been feeling really unmotivated. And I know that a lot of kids my age or even older or younger are feeling the same way, especially this quarantine thing. I've been trying to mask it, but I just know that it's not healthy for me to do that. And sorry. And I know that this masking thing will turn into me having a breakdown or just me not having a good day, and I'm gonna reflect that on some other people, and I really don't want to do that. So I'm gonna be, honest with you guys. I've been really stressed out just over everything, like friends and school, and then my performing arts on top of that, because I feel like I'm not enough. And some days, I'm not enough to, support friends, and I'm not enough to go ahead my boundaries or my comfort zone, because I can see in classes I'm just I'm not really, talking a lot, or I'm not expressing how I am. And I know that a lot of people will feel the same way as I do. And I just want to tell you that you will get better. I know it may not seem like it, but you will get better. Masking something is not a healthy way to express your feelings or even connect with them, because you're just pushing them away, and you're pretending to be this when you're actually not. And I know that for a fact, because I've been doing that for many times. And I mask my emotions, and I really don't want to do that. I just want to express them without getting judged. So I feel you can do the same thing. And just talking to people, I know it may seem like to other friends that, I'm a little happy or I'm joyful, but sometimes it can't be like that. And I just need to be alone sometimes, and I text this one person, and seem I'm ignoring them, but I just really need to give space, and I've been giving a lot of space. I've been not texting enough, and it's just this quarantine has made me realize a whole bunch of things. And yeah, and I see a lot of other people going through the same thing, and I just want to tell you that it may seem really bad right now. It may seem like it's going to be the end of the world for you, or you may not even go back to the way you were. But just making yourself, just putting yourself out there is not the best way to deal with emotions. I think the best way is to do things on your own, like love yourself. And I know that's going to be really hard for people, because loving yourself is just really hard of, in our society mainly, we can't love ourselves because we are expected to be this or do that to really love ourselves. And we don't want that. And I know that because I don't want that either. And I've been trying to, you know, make like stuff to like love myself. Like I did a body positivity menu. And if you want to, if you like need body positivity, I will make another episode. I'll probably make one this week or maybe next week. But yeah, I just wanted to just like give a little context on why I wasn't posting a lot. And I just want you guys to know that thank you for the support. I haven't really checked on like what we were doing, but I know for sure that I've been really busy. Ryan's been really busy. I know that for a fact. And I really apologize that we haven't been, you know, posting. But anyway, thank you for listening to the people who actually, you know, listen to these podcasts. And I am going to get a new mic. Don't worry. I'm using my headphones right now because I'm currently on a budget. And I'm trying to get a mic because I do want to do future projects like singing covers or just like podcasts like this. So thank you, and yes.